A new program is starting on our Wednesday series. The program is not for everybody. It is for those who want to be wealthy. Amen.
Amen.
It is for those
awanti
who would like to be rich.
Won fe di oloro lo wa fun.
It is for those
o wa fun
who want to recover
awon to nfe lati gba pada
the wealth of their ancestors.
Awon oro ati ola awon baba nla won
that the enemy has stolen.
E ti ota ti ji.
And the program is going to keep running.
Eto ya si ma tesiwaju
until that stolen wealth that belongs to you comes back to you. Until God recovers everything that has ever been stolen from you. Meaning that apart from the normal prayers on Wednesday, we are going to be praying bullet prayers to capture wealth and to recover lost riches. There is already a word of prophecy for all members of Mountain of Fire, which you must key into. And the word of prophecy is that you cannot and you must not be poor. Amen. So for those whose heart are in it, they should not miss any meeting. Neither should they miss the water, the manna water we're going to be bringing. Because part of the prayer that will enter into that water is prayer of restoration and capturing of lost wealth. So this series will be titled Economic Deliverance. And we're going to start today. I need to lay a foundation. And you need to follow me very well. I did not write the Bible. The Bible has been written long before my great-great-grandfather was born. But these are the facts of the book. And the Bible says, heaven and earth can pass away, but an iota, an atom of my word will not go without coming to pass. How many of you believe that the Bible is the word of God? Then shout
hallelujah.
Open your Bible. And the first passage you want to read is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. It's good to listen very carefully now, so that you focus your own prayers when the time comes. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. If you are there, say yes. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is He that giveth thee what?
Power.
Power to do what?
Lati shekini.
I did not write that one. That he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy father as it is this day. Let's wait there a little bit. It means that there is a particular power.
O tun mo si pe agbara kan wa ni pato
to get wealth.
Lati ri oro gba.
It's not power to pass exam.
Kesi agbara lati peregede ninu idan o.
You can be passing the exam and still not have money.
E le ma se dada ninu idan wo yin ke ma se lowo sibe.
It's not power to open a shop.
Kesi agbara lati si ile itaja.
You can open a shop and still be poor.
E le ni bi te tin taja sibe ke je talaka.
It's not power to get friends.
It's
not power to have powerful connections.
You
can have all those connections. But without this particular power, no way. This is why I'm looking for somebody else.
Oh,
with this first prayer point,
that
I want you to pray,
will
begin to possess his or possession. To get wealth. Fall upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's breaking through already. Yes.
Benny.
In Jesus' name we pray.
I
have a word for somebody who has just prayed that prayer. The last time I should tell you that you shall not struggle to be known. Your God shall announce you in the name of Jesus. That is the first scripture. Please be following this. Meaning that you could have a business. You could have trade. You could have things to sell. You could have opportunities. You could have a poultry. You could have all kinds of things that are supposed to yield money. But if you lack this power, you still will not get it. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13:22. If you are there, say yes. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children. To his children's children. And listen to this. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. All those who say, hey, this one is not serving Jesus. He has money. This one is not a child of God. He's an unbeliever. The Bible says that wealth that is in their hands is laid up for the just.
Gbogbo ito ma so pe olo alaibe lese leleyi olowo oloro ni gbogbo re bibe ni so pe gbogbo nkan wonyi atojo fun olododo ni.
The question is,
ibeere na se ni
pe, do you know how to capture it?
O ha mo bi o ti de ri igba.
In Ecclesiastes
ninu we oni wasu
chapter 2
ori ikeji
verse 26. Ecclesiastes
2:26.
For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. God will make the sinner to gather, to heap up, to bank
that
he may give him to him that is just. Please, are you following these scriptures? Are you following me? This is the Bible. That all those things, those sinners are gathered together. There are prayers you can pray. Capture it. Recover it. Transfer it from their hands to your hands. This is serious. This is scripture. I didn't write it. But I've seen it happen over and over again. I prophesy upon your life that you shall be greater than all the unbelievers around you. In the name of Jesus. Look at scripture number 4. Go back to the book of Job. Job 27. Look at verse 13. Out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, the truth shall be established. 27 verse 13. This is the portion of a wicked man with God. Job 27 verse 13. And the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it's for the sword. His offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death. And his widows shall not weep. Listen to this. Though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare raiment as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. This is scripture. I did not write it. Now, finally, one scripture in the New Testament. Before we go on very quickly, this is Gospel according to St. John. Chapter 4. Jesus says something very deep. John chapter 4. Verse 38. John 4:38. Jesus said, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. I read that again. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. All that men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. Meaning that another person can do all the laboring,
àwọn ẹlòmíràn lè ṣiṣẹ́ takuntakun tó ní ṣe,
and you just take the harvest.
Ẹ̀yin akọ̀kọ̀ rí rẹ̀.
That's what he says here.
Ohun tó ń sọ nìyí rí.
So I send you to reap where you not be stored. Meaning that both unexpected and unexpected, planned, unplanned breakthrough is your lot. That's what the Bible says. They could struggle, but they are just working for you. We prayed a prayer some time ago. He said, you unbelievers, sinners, walk very hard. Gather the wealth. I will take it from you. Was a prayer point. He was prayed for 7 days. I don't know how many people became millionaires in 1 month. After that prayer. And this is the purpose of this meeting. That those who think they will never achieve several things because there is no money, they will all of a sudden discover that they have now rewritten their family history. So this economic deliverance program, the number one agenda is to collect back the sweat of your ancestors. The number two agenda is to withdraw the wealth of the godless into your pocket. Number three agenda is to reap where unbelievers have labored. Are you following me? Number four is to acquire silver and gold stored up by the unrighteous. That's the purpose of this next coming Wednesday meeting. Five is to receive triple or more promotions. Six,
Ikefa,
is to take back sevenfold what the enemy has stolen. I pray for some people here. If the money that has passed through your hand at stage, you
will
have been a multi-billionaire. I prophesy upon your life. And I decree upon you that the pocket with holes, the arrow of the pocket with holes fired against you shall backfire now. Sevenfold. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Seven, agenda, is to win scholarships from all available sources. I expect the young ones here who will pray hard to begin to testify of their God giving them scholarship where their fathers have never been. Your amen.
Amen.
I'm not talking about those who are 50 and above,
60
and above, 50, 60 and above, don't worry about scholarship now. Just look after your wife and your children and try and be succeeding where you are. But if you are here and you are below 20, let me hear your amen roar like thunder. Number eight. So you cannot the seriousness of these meetings. Number eight is to buy off materials acquired by the ungodly. Buy them off. So if you are here and you don't even have any property, this meeting will fetch you property. This meeting, I'm telling you,
most of you,
in a mysterious way. Now,
the question
is to get far less
for
what the ungodly got for more.
Oh no, see, and while I was pure, Lord, don't you will go boy.
They will sell it to them at high price.
What a funny old go boy.
But for you,
but for you,
far, far less.
Oh, right, you what you done, Lara.
Ten,
the Kewa
is to have businesses that swallow up ungodly businesses.
Oh, the last is me and who.
That is, once you have a business in a place, your own shuts down all other businesses. This is the stand of scripture. Listen and listen to me very carefully. For we are not here for jokes. Nigeria has the largest number of lazy Christians. You don't need capital money. What you need
is
capital sense. Right now, Africa has lost 1/3 of our human capital to brain drain. Many intelligent people are gone. Many intelligent doctors are gone. They are working under people who they are far, far senior to. But they need money. Africa is still the richest continent in the world. But unfortunately, is inhabited by the poorest people on earth. The enemy has clipped the wings of our eagles and converted them to chicken. Africans are like elephants inside the zoo. Elephant is a huge animal, and there is no walking animal that can fight the elephant. Even the so-called python and those large snakes, the elephant will roll them with his trunk and throw them against the tree.
We
are like the elephants in the zoo. There are plenty of millionaires, billionaires sitting down here who are unable to access that wealth, whether the enemy likes it or not, whether it's convenient for your enemies or not. Possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Possess your possession in the name of Jesus. We in Africa, we have allowed chickens to be leading the eagles. Many of us prefer watching television than sitting down to read something very useful to our lives. Education has not succeeded in liberating us from the mental chains in which we find ourselves. Majority of our leaders, they themselves need to be led. And when they become leaders, they want to remain there for life. They stay in power until they either grow senile or are shot dead by somebody. Something is wrong somewhere. And the major problem
is
poverty. By the time poverty is eliminated, the number of robberies go down. Because it takes wealth in some form to do anything on earth. And it is clear in both Old and New Testament that it is God's pleasure to prosper his children. God, our Father, wants us to have the best. The Bible says, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold.
Abraham.
And you and I will sing. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham, blessings are mine.
Abraham,
I'm blessed in the morning, in the noon, in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. We are supposed to be the children of that
Abraham.
We are not children of Lazarus. We are children of
Abraham.
The Bible is saying you have to resemble your father. Abraham.
Abraham
was very rich in cattle, in silver, in gold. Read that to Genesis 13, you find it there. Now, believer, these are things believers don't understand. The children of darkness, they understand the controlling power of money. So they have devised many satanic methods for obtaining money. Kidnappers. What are they looking for? Money. Pastors who are telling lies. What are they looking for? Money. Those prophets who are roaming around in Babbage. What are they looking for? Money. The robbers. What are they looking for? Money. So the devil, the unbelievers know they know money has a controlling power. So they have devised many satanic methods for obtaining money. But we Christians are so ignorant on what to do. For example, they lie. They tell lies to get money. They do magic. They do all kinds of terrible things to get money. A man wanted money at all costs. An unbeliever. He went to a juju priest, a witch doctor. And that one gave him options. Various options.
So, number
one, bring your senior daughter here, or your wife, so we can use any of them for juju, for money magic. He was a decent man. He didn't want that one. So no, I love my daughter, I love my wife. No. It's okay. Second one. Go and bring an albino. Bring the head of an albino. I'm a decent man. I can't do that one. It's okay, well, no problem. If you can't do that one, what we're going to do is this. We're going to give you a cock. You take the cock away. Bring the cock back here. The day you bring the cock back, you buy corn. And then spread the corn before the cock. Once the cock begins to eat the corn, you'll be stinkingly rich. Somebody, that is the regulation. You only live as long as how many corn the cock swallows.
ni yodun to lo laye.
Oh, he said, okay, that's better.
O ni yen o da yen sun.
That's better.
Yen sun.
So they gave him the cock.
Oba fun ni akoko.
He went away.
Oba lo.
Brought the cock back.
Oba da akoko pada.
On the appointed days.
Ni ojo ton yan fun.
They made some incantations here and there.
Oba po for kan si sun.
They took off the feathers of the cock.
Oba tu iye akoko.
And used it to smash his head.
Oba lo last week julori.
And said, now pour down your corn.
Oni si da agbado re sile.
The man being a very clever man.
Okunrin to je okunrin to je ologbon.
Refused to give that cock food for 2 days.
Fun ojo meji gbako ko fun akoko ile onje
to staff the cock.
Ki ebi ba le pa.
So that when they push the corn down,
pe ni gba ton ba wa da agbado sile,
the cock will rush in aggression.
Akoko ya sarigiri
and eat many corn.
Awa je agbado pupo,
eat many pieces of corn.
A si je agbado pupo ni horo horo.
So the corn, the cock had not eaten for 2 days.
Fun ojo meji akoko yi ko ti jeun.
The cock was almost even dying.
Akoko gan o ti fe ku.
So when he threw the cock on the floor,
nigba to da agbado sile,
the cock was happy.
Ninu akoko ba dun.
He rushed at the corn.
O ba sare lo sibi ta agbado wa.
He took in the first one.
O je ikini.
Took in the second one.
O je ikeji.
Took in the third one.
O pe keta mi.
And stopped.
O ba duro.
And the man answered, ah,
ni okunrin ba wa.
Adie,
iwo adie,
adie si.
Eat more.
The cock eat more.
Adie, adie si.
The cock just stood there.
Adie ba duro sibe.
And the native doctor said, "Well, that's it.
Baba lo ba ko oni e o.
You are going to be rich for 3 years.
Odun meta lo fi loro.
That's it.
Oni e.
And in 3 years time,
ni ari odun meta,
he died.
Loku.
How did I know? The wife came to Mountain of Fire and told me. Where are they doing that one? They wanted money. Cheating. Satanic method to get money. Stealing. Satanic method to get money. Prophetic charismatic manipulation. When somebody will close the eyes,
Don't say the Lord.
Give my prophet Milo, give my prophet rice. Oh, give my prophet Milo and rice. Not only Milo. Oh yes, bring material to cook the rice too. What kind of prophecy is this? This satanic method.
Eto ajogbon satani.
Deception.
Etonje.
Armed robbery.
Kéyàn máa digun jalè.
Manipulation.
Kàn si àyídá àyídá.
Those are satanic methods to get money.
Eléyìí àwọn ètò ajogbon satani.
Prostitution.
Kéyàn máa hùwà sẹ́wó.
Gambling.
Kéyàn máa tatẹ́tẹ́.
Two football teams have gone to the football field.
Àwọn ẹgbẹ́ onígbọ́ afẹsẹ̀ bọ́ọ̀lù àgbàlagbà bọ́ọ̀lù aláfẹsẹ̀gbà.
They are praying to win.
Wọ́n ń gbàdúrà pé kọ́ wọ́n lè
perégedé. You are now sitting down in your house.
Ìwọ wá jókòó ní ilé rẹ.
And drawing, making them to play draw on paper.
O wa ń ṣe pé kán wá ta ọ̀mì lórí ìwé.
Foolish.
Ìwò pé ni.
Pulling down others.
Kọ́ máa fa ẹlòmíràn lulẹ̀.
Satanic stealing of virtues. Those are strategies the unbelievers are using to acquire money. If they have those methods to get money, there are also righteous methods. Spiritual action you too can take and recover wealth. We're going to pray some of those prayers now as this program continues. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. I want to assure you that as many people as you pray this prayer, if you pray from your heart, there is no way you will not have testimonies. We have few minutes to pray them. I'm just laid foundation for you. And I will continue this message again next time. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight, if you are not born again, and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly by saying what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that short prayer with me, even then we close, find the way to the altar here. The prayers we are going to pray tonight, I have known people who pray them every day for 2 weeks. But before the end of that month, they had become millionaires. So pray them. It is your own holy armed robbery. It is your own holy grabbing. Close your eyes. Heavens over my prosperity. Open my fire. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is breaking through already. In Jesus' name we pray.